In Syria, three powerful explosions rocked the main square in a government-controlled central district of Aleppo today. Activists report multiple casualties and heavy material damage. There were no immediate details on the nature of the blasts, which activists said were likely caused by car bombs. Earlier, the United Nations expressed its concern for refugees from the Syrian conflict. Christopher Wells reports.
With temperatures expected to drop as winter approaches, the United Nations is drawing attention to the plight of Syrian refugees. According to UN figures, the number of refugees has tripled since June, from 100,000 to 300,000, and it's expected to top more than 700,000 by the end of the year. Many of those fleeing the civil war in Syria have found refuge in neighboring Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. Adrian Edwards, the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, says around $500 million is needed to provide the basic necessities for all of these people.
The latest figures show a total registered population of more than 311,500 Syrian refugees in the four countries. The continuing rapid growth in numbers underscores the urgency of our appeal last week for $487.9 million in support of up to 710,000 Syrian refugees in neighbouring countries by the end of this year. The generosity and hospitality that's being shown by these countries makes it essential that the international community does provide as much support as possible.
Pope Benedict XVI has repeatedly called on people of goodwill to assist the refugees, and Catholic aid agencies care for tens of thousands of displaced persons throughout the region. I'm Christopher Wells.